Are you an executive woman who feels undervalued and overworked? Then you'll want to listen to this Thrive with Nancy podcast. It only takes one aha to generate a revolution in your career, leading to recognition, gaining influence, and being paid what you're worth. How do you achieve all of this? Through expanding your strategic edge. What is your strategic edge? Well, it is only everything. No, that's not hyperbole. Working in your edge supercharges everything you touch. Now you move effortlessly through challenges that have overwhelmed you in the past. Don't get nervous. Your five strategic edge breakthroughs can be yours with just a little twist of thinking. And the good news is that some may be part of your skill, attitude, and behavior arsenal already, so they require only a bit of tune-up on your part. While I anticipate you also realize something you've never recognized before that will strike you right between the eyes. Isn't this precisely what you're looking for to increase your executive presence as you become the go-to person in your organization? I'm laughing because I began writing each of your five strategic edge career leaps. I started with this as, this is the number one issue. Now, you understand my amusement. They can't all be number one, but I assure you that individually and when practiced together, they will make a difference in your career. Number one, do you honor your golden touch? A lack of understanding in this area has harmed women's progress for years. Innocently and unknowingly, women have shrunk their future by spending time focused on work way below their level of responsibility and expertise. Not a good strategy for designing a significant, fulfilling future. What do I mean? Ask yourself, what is my company paying me the big bucks to produce? In which areas of my skills, knowledge, and expertise, and mine alone, the difference maker? You see, if you don't have a handle on them, you'll always be sliding into workplace housework without realizing it, thus slowing your rise to the top down to a turtle's pace. An article by Harvard Business Review uncovered this penchant for women executives. They then went on to identify non-promotable tasks are those that benefit the organization but likely don't contribute to someone's performance evaluation and career advancement, such as taking on routine work that doesn't require much skill or produce much impact. Now that you follow what I mean by your golden touch, try this experiment. Examine your workload. What crosses your desk and what do you handle? Does it involve your golden touch, what your company is paying you the big bucks to accomplish? If not, pinpoint who in the organization should be responsible. So use both your golden touch and promote your subordinates in employing their golden touch. This exercise secures you a windfall of time to work on projects at higher levels of the organization where the influencers and change makers reside. I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I hope you realize that if you're always working on projects that you're good at, but that are below your expertise, you have no chance to demonstrate the depth of your ability to contribute to the company's profitability. If this attitude readjustment is one you intend to prioritize for the next stage of your career journey, what specific new actions, attitudes, and behaviors are you committing to begin right now that will fulfill your career desires? Number two, risk is where the reward is. After all, business is all about taking calculated risks leading to profitability. Do you allow yourself to risk not knowing and moving into unexpected creative activities for your career and company? Or do you sometimes feel regret, thinking if only I had stepped up a bit, I could have had a more significant impact on others and the organization? Well, you're not alone. A KPMG study of 2,000 professional women reveals that when it comes to risk-taking in the workplace, 69% of women are open to taking small risks to further their career. Still, far fewer are open to taking bigger risks associated with career advancement. What I find counterintuitive but accurate was that women's inclination to take risks decline as they become more experienced in their careers. As Michelle Meyer Shipp, Chief People and Culture Officer at Major League Baseball, postulated, women are trying to preserve their gains, so instead of playing to win, they're often playing not to lose. And paralleling this research from Bain and Company is that women start their careers with more ambition than men, but they lose confidence within their first years at work. Leadership is an inside-out affair. So if all this garbage is circling around in your head, then that requires mastering yourself to cultivate your strategic edge. Are you ready to challenge yourself to be all you can be? Then start determining what you will volunteer for or run toward to contest that voice holding you back. Now watch your career take wings. Number 3, stop acting as though you're a commodity and start appreciating you're a talent. Too often when job hunting or vying for a promotion or seeking a salary increase, women endeavor to prove their worthiness. This approach has you relating to your job with a commodity mindset, which is not who you are. You're a talent. As a commodity, others determine your value, but as a talent, you're incomparable and you get to negotiate your salary. Such a shift in viewpoint is subtle. It has you responding to situations with authenticity, confidence, and power. It has you standing on your individual, unique competency and giftedness rather than competing as though you are a product whose dollar value is established by the marketplace. Such a seemingly insignificant shift in attitude will have your boss and company measuring you as a future leader. And by the way, organizations unlock the bank for those talents who know your strategic edge. 4, it's not personal. Everywhere you look, someone is talking about emotional intelligence as an essential for leadership. The good news for women is that research demonstrates we women executives own emotional intelligence. We read body language in a nanosecond, almost without realizing we're doing so. Women are naturally empathetic, which has us relating to others better, and our emotional intelligence brings a whole slew of other skills to the leadership table that offers us advantages. Right about now, you're probably shaking your head wondering, if all of this is true, why is my career not further along? All this sensitivity and being in touch with your emotions can damage a career if you allow it. You may be taking comments and advice too personally. When I'm coaching men, their major complaint when dealing with women in general, especially their subordinates, is this very issue. What they say to me is, I told her the project was no good, but she's acting as though I said she's no good. I agree, this executive needs awareness training, which is why he worked with me. But you have to understand that not every boss you report to has been coached. Instead of taking offense, it is up to you not to quit on yourself, but rather stand firm, knowing how good you are. Ask questions. Not defensively or belligerently, no. Ask out of curiosity and a desire to make this the most excellent project your boss has ever received. Because ultimately, it isn't about you feeling good. It is about producing the best for your clients through your strategic edge. Where are you being too sensitive in harming your career? Is there a way you can neutralize taking the evaluation on as personal? Start thinking curiosity and puzzlement as your first line of defense. Then ask non-defensively for clarification. This slight reception shift will set you up to be the go-to person for your boss and your company. 5, it isn't all you think it is. As we alluded to earlier, confidence is a diminishing attribute for executive women. And it's hard to walk into leadership roles without demonstrating confidence in your ideas and vision. After all, who would follow a leader who is through body language and words saying, I'm not sure, but I think this is a good idea. What do you think? No, we're looking for leaders who we believe in, respect, and appreciate following. On the other hand, sometimes it comes down to being so set on following the rules of business that we are unwilling to hear a no. This attitude is seen in the Hewlett-Packard study where they were curious about why more men were being promoted than women. Packard found their male executives apply for positions when they're 60% qualified, whereas women only go for the job when they meet 100% of the description. At first glance, this appears to be purely a confidence issue, and I also see it as women believing the rules are more important than extending themselves to apply for more significant positions, where a no may be the result. Where do we women get the concept that we can't stretch and grow into our next assignment, but have to perfectly cross every T and dot every I? Or where do women come up with a belief that success can only be achieved through a narrow conduit that only permits those with the proper credentials and the right experiences and acting just like everyone else can get through? As a result, we often don't bring the skills that lead to higher levels, which are more about softer skills and less about expertise. On the rise to the top, the organization is looking for those talented at inspiring others, speaking up, generating futures, connecting with the workforce, demonstrating integrity, exhibiting self-awareness, taking the hits, getting back up, and so much more. Phew! Those certainly aren't measurable, nor are they written rules of the game. As you grow your strategic edge, you'll discover rigidity and correctness aren't the way to achieving leadership. Please know that the best rule keepers aren't who companies are looking for at the top of the organization chart. I hope you've come to realize your strategic edge is never static. As you take on higher levels of responsibility in the company, you will need to continually hone your edge. For sure, you never want to be one of those executive women waiting for parity to find you. That isn't a successful formula, particularly as studies indicate women shouldn't expect equality in the marketplace for at least 30 years. But you can beat the curve as you take on your strategic edge. You're great. You're your company's future. Don't forget that. I'd love to hear from you about what ahas you received from the Thrive with Nancy podcast. And please share the podcast with others. Hey, if you're looking to hone your strategic edge, there are plenty of opportunities to do so on thrivewithnancy.com. Check out the Thrive at Work Mastermind program, or the online Women's Rules of Engagement. Or if you want something one-to-one, check out Your Strategic Edge Coaching with me. And I'd love to offer you a free discovery session for anything you want to ask me at www.thrivewithnancy.com/APPT/. Much success. Always. I'm thrilled you've listened to the Thrive with Nancy podcast. My intention is to offer quick tips designed for you to apply right away, ones that will boost your career immediately. I bet you're already considering ways to implement these new ideas. Perfect. Now, if you do me a favor, pass the podcast link on to those who will benefit, your friends and coworkers. Thanks so much.